Hello and welcome to the podcast Truth Applied. Our goal is to take God's Word and apply it to our everyday lives. Let's see what the Bible has to say for us today. We're wrapping up the privilege about we shall see God. We will see God. And we've looked at two things so far, that we love someone whom we've not seen. You know, like unlike Thomas, as a believer, you believe in somebody that you have not seen. And even though you have not seen them, you believe and you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And so Peter, he finishes up this idea in 1 Peter 1:9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And so what is he saying? Is he saying we're not saved until the end? We're not saved until, where is he getting at? We know the moment that we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we were saved, that our salvation is eternally secure. We are also being sanctified each and every day, we're supposed to be becoming more like Jesus Christ. And one day we will be saved from the presence of sin. We will receive that glorified body that's freed from the effects of sin, sickness, death, pain, sorrow. All those things will be done away with. We will receive a body just like the body of Jesus Christ. And so the end of our faith is salvation. And at the end of this, our time on this earth, we will have that body. Our soul has been redeemed, but we will receive a new body that's set apart and free from the effects of sin. And so, you know, it reminds me of what John said in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And so John, he said, listen, I don't know what all that entails, but I do know this. When Christ comes back for his church, or when he calls us home by way of the grave, that we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And so at the rapture of the church, the Bible says the dead in Christ will be raised first, and that those who are alive and remain will be caught together with them in the clouds, and that we will be changed in that moment. At the rapture, we will be changed physically. We will receive that glorified body. When Christ comes back, we will see him for how he is in his glory. We see a little bit about that glorified body after his resurrection and the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus Christ. How it wasn't bound by that, by space. He could appear there. How it was glorified. And so when we will see him, we will be like him. We will receive a body like unto his body. We will see God. We will be like God in that sense, that our bodies will be freed from the effects of sin. That's a privilege of salvation. We will see God, whom we have not seen before, but only through by the eye of faith. We will have that joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we will receive the end of our faith, the salvation of our souls. When we see God, that is what he has promised for us. That is a privilege that we have as a Christian, that we will see God and we will receive that new body like unto his.